Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to a Soundcheck program first broadcast in April 2003. This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC. We're online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. How do you do a whole program on German music and not hear a note of Bach or Beethoven or Brahms? Well, you do that by listening to some of the pop music of Germany, and we actually have more than a century's worth on the program today. The Thüringer Salon Quintet will perform for us in a moment. They do the music that was popular in the salons of 19th century Germany. In a little while, you'll meet the New York-based Elastic Band. They will perform some songs by Alma Mahler, Gustav's wife, and by the iconic German and later American composer Kurt Weill. And then a little bit later on, singer Theo Bleckmann, born in Germany but for many years based here in New York, will put together a couple of German songs that span the decades and go right up to the 1980s with music by Kraftwerk. We'll begin today by welcoming the members of the Thüringer Salon Quintet. They come from the Thuringia region of eastern Germany. The group includes violinists Andrea Hartmann and Egbert Fundach, cellist Georg Fritsch, double bassist Peter Nelson, and pianist Richard Eichhorn. Peter and Georg joining me here at the microphone. Peter, the name Thüringer Salon Quintet suggests a kind of old-world 19th century style. What's the musical point of view here?
This repertoire that we play is from the coffee houses of Central Europe. It's Kaffeehaus Musik. Mm-hmm. And there's a long tradition. You know, it was about 1790 that the first licenses were granted in Vienna, allowing these coffee house owners to bring in musicians. And so we trace our repertoire back to that time.
So it's almost like coffee and coffee houses were licensed the way bars would be.
That's right. Yeah.
And it was a place where people would gather, and it would be not just a place to get coffee, but a kind of a social.
Absolutely. It was a community forum. Mm-hmm. You could go there and open your mail, read the newspaper, get a bite to eat. But it was a very important source of music, because if you didn't want to go to a concert hall or an opera, mm-hmm. well, you could go to your coffee house and hear these bands play.
And it would be a much more intimate kind of music.
And more spontaneous. Mm-hmm. A little bit rowdy.
Mm-hmm. Georg, I suppose the most famous composer of this type of music would have been Johann Strauss, right?
Yes, I mean, the Strauss family was the important family in this kind of music, especially in the 19th century. Let me say, firstly, I'm sorry for my English. I never had lessons. If you don't understand me, please say me what's happened.
Yeah? No, I think his Russian is very good.
Not so good. I mean, we are from eastern part of Germany, and we had more Russian lessons. I have never English lessons. The Strauss family was grounded this style. The function of this music in the coffee houses was like the function of radio today. Mm. They played the hits of the day, the hits from the operas, and they bring it to the people. And the Strauss family was an important family in the 19th century.
And then after the Strauss family, there were still other composers who write music in this style. And you're going to play for us music by Heinrich Strecker?
That's right.
Who is this?
This was a German composer, I think, from Dresden. And this is
post-Strauss?
Oh, yes. Okay. This actually, I think, dates from 1927.
Okay.
And there's some foxtrot elements involved later on in the B section.
Okay. The song is called Drunt in der Lobau, which is, I suppose, a dialect. And we can talk a little bit about what that means and what the whole style of music means in the larger context of music and composition in the 20th century with the members of the Thüringer Salon Quintet. But for the moment, let's hear some music live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That's a little bit of coffeehouse music from the Thüringer Salon Quintet from a German composer named Heinrich Strecker. Drunt in der Lobau is the name of that piece. The members of the Thüringer Salon Quintet performing live on Soundcheck here at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. And Peter, Georg was mentioning before how this music was almost like the radio of its day, where the groups
That's
would play
right.
the hits.
Yeah, yes.
But they would play original pieces apparently too, right? I mean,
oh,
pieces
sure.
like this.
That's
was this
right.
a hit in the 1920s?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely, yes.
And was this person a member of a salon, a coffee house ensemble, or was he a composer, Georg? Do you know?
I have no idea, must say.
Yeah.
You know, in Europe was in this time a very, very exciting music life.
Right.
And a lot of composers made a lot of high-level music. And most of them are forgotten. I mean, the style of this music developed in this time, and after the Second World War, this go down.
Yeah, well...
And you don't find any more... Not in many places.
And we've been actually quite fortunate to have, because as Georg mentioned, after the Second World War, the scene really evaporated.
Well, we had real radio and pop music.
Right.
So.
And what happened was the scene just died off. And we have all been fortunate enough as five individuals to have played and studied with older colleagues who were still versed in this style of playing.
So there's an
oral tradition as well being passed on.
Yeah, yeah. So you're keeping alive a form of music that harkens back to an older day.
Right.
And who was the audience for this music originally? Who came and listened to these pieces?
It was John Q. Public, you know.
Yeah.
It was workers and clerks and intellectuals as well. I mean, it was these coffee houses, they were represented a very broad spectrum of... The population.
And this was especially the music of the Bürgertum. What's the name of Bürgertum?
Yeah, Bürgertum. The middle class.
Middle class.
The
yeah.
middle
yeah.
class.
Yeah.
This was music of middle class. They meet in the afternoon, especially also in the weekend, in the parks, and listen to this music in different forms, with different orchestras, with two instruments, with a whole orchestra. This was very...
And this was all over Central Europe that you could hear this
sure,
sort of thing.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's not such a stretch to get from this music to chamber music.
That's right.
To sort of the standard classical repertoire.
That's right. And actually, it works so well together. People who, often farmers, cowboys, we play way out west, you know.
I was going to say, there are not too many of them in New York.
And,
but
and they come up to us and say, you know, this was the first classical music concert we've ever been to, and we love it.
Yeah.
And I don't usually bother to tell them that it wasn't classical music. But a connection's been made.
Absolutely.
A new audience, you know. People are so receptive if you present things in the correct way.
Well, that's sort of the focus of the latest record, isn't it? The Thuringer Salon Quintet live in America.
That's right. The
booklet is kind of a travelogue.
Yes.
The five of you going through places like El Paso, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. It's always an adventure. And, you know, I am the only real... Well...
Yes.
I speak English. You know, I'm actually from South Carolina, so my
but
English
he speaks
is pretty
English
good.
With a German accent,
right? But we have big fun underway, you know, and it's also a real pleasure to watch my German colleagues, who are all from Eastern Germany, discover America through their eyes.
Yeah,
it's very refreshing.
Okay, so let's hear a little bit more music, this time from another composer whose name will probably not be familiar to most listeners, Jo Knumann.
Right. Yeah.
And a piece called Russisch. What's happening here? Is this, in fact, a Russian-inspired piece?
Well, Jo Knumann, Josef Knumann, was actually from Gelsenkirchen, I believe, which is in western Germany.
Sure.
He was a child protege, a pianist, and had a career as a concert pianist, but he wrote these tunes. Not only did he write a tune called Russian, which is a collection of Russian folk tunes, he wrote Ungarisch, Hungarian, Schottisch,
Scottish, yeah.
Balkan,
okay.
Lots of interesting stuff, and it's just good, clean fun.
All right, let's hear another live performance in our WNYC Performance Studio. The members of the Thuringer Salon Quintet, live today on Soundcheck. Thank you. Well, that's called Russisch, or Russian, but it's not a Russian piece at all. It's more German salon music, played live in our studio by the Thüringer Salon Quintet, the composer, one Jo, or Josef Knümann. The members of the Thüringer Salon Quintet include violinists Andrea Hartmann and Egbert Fundach, the cellist is Georg Fritsch, the double bassist Peter Nelson, and the pianist Richard, or Richard Eichhorn. And you're listening to Soundcheck, more German works in a moment as we move further into the 20th century. And we welcome New York's own Elastic Band. We'll hear some music by Alma Mahler and a favorite composer from Weimar, Germany. You're listening to Soundcheck. This is John Schaefer. Today's Soundcheck was originally broadcast in April 2003.